Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see everyone. Today is our birthday. Today is the birthday of Christ's church here on earth. Today is Pentecost Sunday, and that marked the very beginning of the Christian church. And so that's why we're in red. It's Pentecost. The flames of the Holy Spirit came down upon the church, and the church was born. And so we're celebrating our church's birthday, and we'll also be having a quick look at the May birthdays, because we haven't done that yet, and we'll do that after we've done the announcements. Okay, now, Marge, over to you. We've got tons to do today, so if I forget anything, just give me a nudge.
Okay,
now,
didn't find this.
Big prayer.
It is for
prayer. 10:30 coffee.
Good morning. Just a reminder about mustard seed, June the 15th, for those of you that usually bring your soup or goodies. June the 19th is our church picnic, which is going to be held at Big Prairie Hall or School or whatever it is they call it, Big Prairie Hall, I guess. And coffee's at 10:30, and then the a usual short service at 11 as usual. Family worship with Holy Communion on June the 26th. Float decorating for the July the 1st parade. We're going to be decorating a float this year to put in, and they're going to do it at Richard and Kathy's place, so if you can at all help, it would be appreciated to be there at 6:30 on June the 30th. The lawn mowing sheet is out in the foyer. Anyone that has a ride-on lawnmower that's able to come and mow the grass between rainstorms, that would be appreciated. And Dan has asked me to remind you about the Yaha Tinda outing the weekend of July the 10th. And if you have any questions, you can maybe get a hold of Dan after church. Are there any other announcements?
The other thing about the church picnic, which is next Sunday, by the way, next Sunday the church picnic at the Big Prairie Hall. Everybody knows where that is. But it's also potluck lunch. So don't forget to bring your potluck lunch items, and we all pitch in and have a great lunch following the service. And after that, after we have lunch, we'll all be out on in the field in the glorious sunshine playing games. Yes.
Bring your umbrella.
No, you won't need umbrellas. And Marge also mentioned about the lawn mowing schedule. I just want to say thank you to those people who do that. Those people who take time out, who come along, and they're busy out there, and they're cutting the grass and sawing down the dandelions and doing great work. It's appreciated, very much so. And if I am here, they are richly rewarded with a cup of coffee. But thank you to all who do that, and to all who do all the other things that get done in our church. Now then, we're going to celebrate... No, we're not. Not yet. We've got some new church pens. These are a beautiful little pen. They've got the church name on, and Christ is the answer, and some little bits of information. And these little pens here, I mean, I would pay probably $20 for a pen like that. But never mind your 20. Never mind your 10. Put away your 5. $1 each. Okay, dollar each, these lovely pens, and the special offer is 5 for a 5er. Okay, so this is your special church birthday treat, a lovely pen like this for $1. So if you see Iris afterwards, and get your pens, and you can buy them in multiples if you wish. As I say, the special offer is $5 for $5. So there you are. That's the pens. Now then, we're going to celebrate May birthdays, because we haven't yet done that. And as it just so happens, a little bird tells me that a lady called Bev Bergerson, who is resplendent in red over there, and a fella sitting two rows in front of her called Dave Street, I understand that it's their birthdays today. So happy birthday to you two. And that handsome young fella sitting next to Dave is his son. It's a special birthday treat for Dave. Good to see you, Paul. Okay, let's celebrate. If you had a birthday in May or prior to that, and we haven't seen you since then or had the chance to give me your money, now is the opportunity. May birthdays. Excellent. Birthday greetings. What a party we are having today. And I understand that Mike and Pam Robertson have their new daughter Lily with them, only born on Tuesday. Let's welcome her. And since it was only Tuesday, I think Mike's looking very well. Congratulations to you both and to Pam. Well done. We worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We come now before his presence in silence. We read in Psalm 104, I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him as I rejoice in the Lord. And we rejoice in the Lord in the whole of our worship service this morning. I'd like to invite, I was going to say Sandra, but Sandra and friends. And these, you can dance if you want. You can dance in these approach choruses. Thank you.
Mandolin and my own guitar and a violin, I had to go old time today. And so we're really excited to sing with you this morning. And I thought I'd present the choruses in a series of questions. My first question for you this morning is, why did you come to this place today? Please join us in singing As We Gather and the Steadfast Love of the Lord.
As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of Lord. Great is the faithfulness. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. We'll be blessed because we came.
My second question for you gets to the real heart of the matter, and where are you going when you die? And we're going to really pick up the pace here and play I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone,
for you in the choruses is, who do you turn to for perspective in your life? Please join us in singing my favorite, Be Thou My Vision. I have to talk because I make Dustin switch instruments every song. Sorry, Dustin.
Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. No be
Thanks to Sandra, to Dustin and Howard for our approach choruses this morning, which were great. Got our party off to a great start as we celebrate our church birthday. We appreciate that. We thank you very much. And so now let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we just are so thankful. So thankful, Father, that you have given to each and every one of us the joy and the privilege of being able to be here today. And we come, Lord, because we come in the full knowledge that you also are here, Lord, that your blessed Holy Spirit still remains with us after all this time, and you are part of this celebration, this party that we are having, Lord, to celebrate and to give thanks for your blessed Christian church here on earth. So as we worship, Holy Father, we pray that you will open our hearts and open our minds, that you will speak to each and every one of us. And we pray, Lord, that you will accept the praise we bring, for we come in the name of Jesus. And we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from Acts 2, 1-15, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning." Then if you'll notice, our responsive reading carries on through verses 16 through 21. "No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke.
The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord.
And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
Splendid.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31, we read, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." By adult baptism and confirmation, we publicly declare that we have been born again in the Christian church, and thereby we belong to Christ, and we are his servants. We are made members of the Church of Jesus Christ, and we are adopted into the family and the household of God. Today, we witness as two young adults confess their faith and their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior.
I present Jace Kennedy for the sacrament of holy baptism and Emily Sheehan for confirmation.
Would they please come forward? Now, if you both stand right in front of me, facing me. Thank you. Would the elders like to come around, please? On the other side. Now, I'm going to give you some questions, and I'll also give you the answers. Okay, so that's easy. Jace, do you desire to be baptized? If this is so, please answer, I do. Emily, do you desire to be confirmed? If this is so, please answer, I do. Both of you, do you believe that God is your Heavenly Father, that Jesus, his Son, is your friend and Lord, and that God's Holy Spirit helps us to live our lives? If this is so, please answer, I do. Will you attend church regularly? Will you read the Bible and say your prayers daily? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. Will you join in the life and the activities of Christ's church and do what you can to tell other people about the Lord Jesus Christ? If this is your intention, please answer, with God's help, I will. Thank you. Would the congregation please stand? Jace and Emily have presented themselves before God and before this congregation for holy baptism and confirmation. Will you receive them in Christ's name as we have been received, promising to support them with constant love, wholesome example, Christian teaching, and faithful prayer? Are you willing to accept so great a responsibility? If this is so, please answer, we are willing, God being our helper.
We are willing, God being our helper.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, our Father, who of your infinite mercy and goodness did give Jesus Christ, your Son, to be our Saviour, we ask you to sanctify with your Holy Spirit your servants Jace, who is to be baptized, and Emily, who is to be confirmed, according to your word, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would Jace and Emily please kneel? Jace, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Emily, you are confirmed in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I sign you both with the cross and mark you as Christ's forever. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King and the Head of the Church, I declare that Jace Kennedy is now a baptized member of Christ's Church here on earth, and that Emily Sheehan has confirmed her allegiance to Christ. And as brothers and sisters in Christ's family, we welcome Emily and Jace and promise them our love and support. Will you stand, please? Jason's baptized. And you know that normally when we do a baptism, I pick up the baptized person and carry them around. But not today. Jason, Emily, go now into the world in the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill your high calling as servants and witnesses for Christ. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. We have Bibles and certificates for you. Oh, Marge has got them right there. There you go. And we congratulate you both. Congratulations, and may God bless. Well done, Jace. God bless you. Congratulate them, everyone. Well done. What a great witness in the world, two young people who acknowledge their allegiance to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his church. We just love them like anything. Thank you. Okay. Now it's a great joy for us to invite Sandra and friends to come back up here and present for us special music. Thank you.
The special music that I've chosen is very old. It's in the hymn book, but not in a key that's suitable for stringed instruments. So I found a more suitable version, and it was like finding new treasure. It's called Come Ye Sinners, Poor and Needy, or I Will Arise. And my question for you is, when the stuffing gets knocked out of you in life, who do you run to first?
get back into the party outfit. Are you enjoying the party? Isn't it great? Whoa, that was wonderful. Sandra, friends, that was just beautiful. Thank you so much. We are so richly blessed in our church here with the talent that God has blessed us with, and we appreciate it, and we celebrate with each and every person who contributes. And now we come to another very exciting moment, is when we have members of our church family who are high school graduates. And we like to take the opportunity to recognize this fact. It's a big time in their lives. They are part of our church family, and we celebrate this big time in their lives with them. And we rejoice with them, and we celebrate with them. So now we recognize and we congratulate our high school graduates, if they would come forward. Emily Sheehan, Jace Kennedy, we've seen them two before, haven't we? And Stephanie Lacey. Is Stephanie here? Stephanie able to be here? No? Okay. So these are our high school graduates, and we've already said how proud we are of the two of them, and we say once again, we are delighted with them, and we congratulate them, and we wish them well in their future endeavours, and we have little gifts here for them. Oh, okay. Splendid. Here we are. Well, you could have done this, Mark. I'm doing all the work here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So we recognize our high school grads, but I'd just also like to make a mention that Avery Nixon is also, where is she? She's here somewhere, isn't she? Oh, I wonder where she's gone. But we'd like to congratulate Avery, because can you believe it? It doesn't seem long since she was a high school grad, and now she's graduated from university. So we are so delighted for Avery, and we wish her well and congratulate her when she comes back.
The lesson there is never go out of church. You never know when you're going to get called upon and identified. Now then, we're going to do our offerings, your gifts and offerings for this church in today, here and throughout the world are going to be received. But also, we have another special guest here to play some music for us. And I would like you to welcome Miss Sophie Anning. Thank you, Sophie. Thank you.
blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Gracious Lord, our Heavenly Father, we are ever thankful for your goodness to us. And so we come to you now, Lord, and we bring these, our gifts and offerings. We know that they are but humble tokens of our gratitude, but we ask you, Father, to accept these gifts and to accept the givers, for we dedicate them all to the extension of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Sophie, thank you. You did a good job, and we really appreciate it. Big thank you to Sophie. Thank you. I think the Sunday school are now going to their classes. And now we stand and we sing to the glory of God, the hymn 252, Sweet, Sweet Spirit. So as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Christ's church here on earth, you'll see that the hymns are all geared towards singing about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And now we come to our time of prayer. I guess at this time of the year there are some obvious prayer requests, if you like, or prayer thoughts that we have. And we think about all of the school kids who are graduating. I know they all think that they've arrived and all this learning stuff's over and now they can freewheel. But we also know that the opposite is true. Now it really starts. Life really starts and they really start to learn a lot of whole new things. And I think we all know grads. We have grads in our own church family. You have grads who live round about you. You know grads from what you do for a living. And we know how much all of the grads need our prayers, and I'm sure that you will be remembering them. Emily, Stephanie, Jace, Avery, you know, all of these kids who we know and we care for and we love. Did she get back? Hi, Avery. Well done. There's Avery. Well done, Avery. We're proud of you. It just seems a short while since you were a high school grad, and here she is, a university grad. My word. Doesn't she look brainy sitting there? Good for you. And so we think of all of our grads, especially at this time of the year. We are aware of all the things going on in the world, the natural disasters. There seems to be floods and droughts all going on at the same time. How does that work out, you know? And all of the people who are suffering and who are in need of our prayers. And I know that each and every one of us will lift all of these people up in prayer. So now the Lord awaits us as we come to him in prayer. So we bow our heads and we join together and we do just that. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in prayer. And we come, Lord, because you are our refuge and strength. You are a very present help to us in our troubles, in our joys, in everything that happens in our lives. And we come to you, Lord God, because you are our Father and because we know that you love us and that you care for each and every one of us. We thank you, Father, for always being there for us. And we ask your forgiveness for our lack of awareness of the grace of your holy presence in our lives. We confess, Lord, that so very often we barge into life situations and we forget that we are your body, that we are your holy presence here on earth. And so very often, Father, we fail you and we fail those who reach out to you. And we ask you, Lord, to forgive us. Father, may we always remember that your desire is to be a full and an active part in our daily lives, in our routines and in our activities. And that you did promise, Lord, to provide for us. And that you would be with us always. And we thank you, Father. On this special Pentecost Sunday, Lord, we thank you for our church, whose beginnings we celebrate this day. We thank you, Father, for your church, which is universal throughout the whole wide world. And we pray, gracious Lord, that by the presence of your Holy Spirit, that your church universal may continue to be a light, shining in all of those dark places. We thank you, Father, for the loving fellowship that we rejoice in and we enjoy in this place. And we pray, Lord, for any of our friends and our church family who are not here today. We ask your blessing upon them, Lord. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon our church. And we ask your blessing upon every single home represented here. And we think also, Lord, of those of our fellowship, those of our circumstances and friends who suffer in any way, in body, mind, or spirit. And we pray, Lord, that as we whisper their names in the silence of our hearts, we ask, Lord, that these people may know of the wonderful peace of your presence. And we pray that your healing hand may be upon them and that thy will be done. We pray for them now in silence. Gracious and holy Lord, we pray once again now that your powerful and mighty Spirit may be upon your church throughout the world. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit may be upon our church here, and that your Spirit may be upon each one of us, that your Spirit may be our inspiration to proclaim the word, to proclaim the gospel, the good news of Christ our Saviour, who died, that each of us may have life. And we pray, gracious Father, that because he lives, that each of us may live also. We ask you, Lord, to hear our prayers, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We listen now to the words of the Lord.
Morning. The gospel reading today is from John chapter 20, 19 to 23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The epistle reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4 to 13. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are work of the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one of us just as he determines. The body is one unit, through it made up of many parts, and through all its parts are many, though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all given the one Spirit to drink.
Now, thanks to Scott for those readings from the Scriptures. I'm going to tell you something now that you're not supposed to know, but when Scott was asked if he would read the Scriptures today, Margaret wasn't quite sure which Scriptures we were going to use, because the lectionary lists quite a list of them, and Scott had to try and practice about 6 different Scripture readings. But we appreciate that, Scott. You did a good job. Thank you. And I just want to mention there that reading from the Corinthians talks about the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, being given for the common good. And I think our own church family here is a classical example of that. Of all of the different gifts that the Spirit has given to all of the different members of our church family. And I think we can see that every single person uses their spiritual gifts for the common good of our whole church family here. And what a blessing. What a blessing it is. We stand again and we sing to the glory of God. The hymn 249, Spirit of God, descend upon my heart.
Thank you.
there are many ways that Iris helps me and supports me in my ministry here. And we just share the one memory, and Iris has it. And so she... she reminds me of many things. She organizes many things, you know, like when we have a day like today, when we're recognizing grads and when we're having a baptism and a confirmation, and she buzzes around and she organizes cards for this and gifts for this and this, that and the other. And she reminds me before the service, especially like today when there's so many things going on, don't forget this, don't forget that. And she says, don't forget to tell them there's a cake, there's a grad cake. So the first thing I did was forget to tell you that there is a grad cake. So right after the service, when you get your coffee, grab a piece of cake and we celebrate with our high school grads and get some cake at that particular time. It's good to have a good wife. What a support they are. Tremendous. What a blessing from the Lord. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. A man was lecturing in Latin America, and he was going to use a translator during his lecture, but he wanted to identify with his audience right from the beginning. So he decided to begin his talk by saying in Spanish, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen." Nice start, nice identity with the audience. So he arrived at the auditorium a little bit early, and then he realized that he did not know the Spanish words for ladies and gentlemen. But being a rather resourceful man, he went to that part of the building where the facilities and the restrooms were located, and he looked at the signs on the two doors, and he memorized those two words. When the audience arrived and he was introduced, he stood up and he said in Spanish, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen." And the audience seemed shocked. The people seemed stunned. Now, he didn't know what he'd done here. He didn't know whether he'd offended them. Perhaps they hadn't heard him right, or they hadn't understood his Spanish. So he repeated himself again in Spanish. "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen." Then someone in the audience began to giggle. And pretty soon, the entire audience were roaring with laughter. They were falling apart, having a great time. And finally, someone told him exactly what he had said. And he said, "Good evening, bathrooms and broom closets." So, good evening, bathrooms and broom closets. Which makes the point that it pays to know the language of the people to whom you are speaking. And of course, this works both ways. Those who come here from different lands, as many of us do, sometimes have the same kind of difficulty with our language. A Latin American pastor was touring North America, and he was on a tour trying to boost the financial support for missionaries in his home country. So at a church luncheon, he was telling the guests about his home country, about his family, about his work, and what they were doing there. And he concluded by saying, "And I have a charming and understanding wife, but alas, no children." And after a pause, he said kind of haltingly, "You see, my wife is unbearable." When he saw the puzzled looks on the faces, he tried to clarify by saying, "What I mean to say is, she is inconceivable." And of course, every country has many different dialects as well. And it becomes even more difficult to understand people from different regions. So you haven't just got different languages. Within the one language, you've got all these different dialects. A man visited the home of a business colleague of his, and the man's wife introduced him to their lovely little daughter. And the wife said, Her name is Marlon, after my favorite movie star. And the man thought, you named your daughter after Marlon Brando? No, silly, she replied. I named her after Marlon Monroe. Same language, dialects. So it helps if you can speak in the language that all people can understand. And that's one of the things that is the miraculous power of Pentecost. You know the story well. When the day of Pentecost came, the 50th day after Passover, that is, when the Jews celebrate the gift of the first five books of the Bible, the books of Moses, the Pentateuch, and they were all together in one place. That is significance. They were all together in one place. It was a meeting of the first church. And see what happens when Christ's church met. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Wow! What an amazing event. And I kind of feel for Marge here because she had to read that scripture reading where it gives you all those names of all of those foreigners who were in Jerusalem at that time. And she did a great job. Well done, Marge. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard that sound, what sound? The wind? The tongues of fire? Don't know, but when they heard that sound, they came together. Again, they're coming together. They came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed. The Christian faith is a universal faith. It embraces the whole wide world. People from totally different nations and cultures heard and they understood the gospel message. Why? How come? The power of God's Holy Spirit was upon them, and it was upon those first disciples because the message, the gospel message, is meant for all nations and all people. Like most people on earth, we in our land are somewhat ethnocentric. You already knew that, didn't you? We are ethnocentric. This is a word that means that everybody else on earth ought to be just like us. Everybody should look like us. Everybody should talk like us. Everybody should think like us. And we also have a bit of a tendency to think that God really ought to favour us. Well, we are a Christian country. Are we? Are we? Well, at least in our own minds, we think we are. But doesn't it make you wonder what God thinks about all of us? I wonder what God thinks of us as individuals, as groups of individuals. Because, you know, most nations and most peoples kind of think the same way. But God is a universal God. God is the God of the whole world, and his word and his gospel and his truth is for the whole world. God is a universal God. Now, intellectually, we understand this. We understand it on intellectual level. But at a more basic level, we want a God who's like us. Surely God's native language is English? Well, of course it is. Surely God has Western values such as we have? On the day of Pentecost, God-fearing people from all nations, from all of the known nations, were gathered together, all with their different customs, all with their different styles of life and living and culture, different languages, different everything. They were all different. And every single one of them heard the gospel message in their own language, in their own tongue, in their own dialect. In their own language, in their own methods, in their own ways, they all heard and they all understood. Wow! The power of Pentecost, the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know, there are wonderful Christian people living all over the world, in almost every nation of the world. And naturally, they all see the world through the lens of their own culture. That is how God has reached out to them. And they probably think that their way is the right way and the best way. Pastor Ron Mill, who was a man who passed away at quite a young age in 2003, he died from leukemia, he told the story of a children's choir that was singing at a concert in his church. And as they sang, Pastor Ron learned that a certain little red-headed boy who was sitting amongst the audience, he was deaf. And as the concert progressed, the little boy seemed to be kind of mildly interested in what was going on, but he was deaf. So there was no real message for him. How could there be? But Pastor Ron said suddenly all of that changed. The choir, the children's choir, began to sing in this little fellow's language. They began signing the words with their hands as well as singing with their voices. And they were singing, "Jesus, we crown you with praise. We love you and adore you. Bow down before you. Jesus, we crown you with praise." I wish I could do it, but I can't. But they were signing the whole thing. And that little deaf boy suddenly stood up in his seat and his eyes lit up as big as saucers. And they were singing to him. He could hardly contain his joy. His little hands began to sing as he signed along with all of these other kids in the choir. That excited little red-headed boy believed that that whole evening had been prepared and presented just for him. Maybe it was. We never know what God is doing. We never know who God is reaching out to, whose life he is touching, because over and over again we remind ourselves God moves in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. Whoever we are, God speaks our language. We do not need a college or a university degree to hear God speak to us. We don't have to speak English. We don't even have to speak or hear at all. God's language is the language of love, and it is the language of the heart. People are all different. Not only how we look, but in many other ways. Some of you are easygoing, and some of you just get along with everybody and nothing seems to ruffle you. Some people are very precise. They want everything done just right. Some people are party animals. Some people like the limelight. But there are many, many more who prefer the background and in the shadows. In worship, some people respond to scripture. Some respond to the prayers, others to the liturgy, others to the music, and even a few to the sermon. We people are all different. Christ came to St. Paul in a totally different way than he came to Peter, than he came to little Zacchaeus, than he came to all of the other people who we read of Christ coming to in the scriptures. The point is, God speaks to us where we are, as we are, according to our needs at any particular time in our lives, and in the manner, and in the language, and in the method that we understand. This is the meaning of the incarnation. Emmanuel, God with us. And Pentecost is the next part of God's plan to reveal himself further to us, to his people who he loves, and to draw us closer to him. God the Father is the creator of the world. God came to us at Christmas time as Jesus, God the Son. And at Pentecost, he comes to us just as we are, as the powerful Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And it is by the grace and the power of God's spiritual presence that Christ fulfills the promise that he makes to each and every one of us in Matthew 28 verse 20. And he promises you, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And for this we say thanks be to God. Amen. For our closing hymns, we sing first of all the hymn 250, Come Holy Spirit. We stand and sing to God's glory.
Grand.
now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all whom we love this day and forevermore.